News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Congressman Fred Upton's calling the new Republican tax reform plan a win for families and businesses around the country. The U.S. House approved that plan today. Upton tells us he's happy with the compromise reached between the House and Senate plans.
In my view, they took the best elements of both bills and put them together on a bill that should reach the president by Christmas.
Upton tells us the corporate rate now goes down to 21% and says most families will see their taxes go down.
Typical family that earns about $70,000 a year to see their taxes come down by nearly $2,000. That's where the emphasis is. I think it'll be a big boost for the economy. We're tired of anemic 1%, 2% growth.
Upton says the projected $1.5 trillion increase in the deficit will be offset by economic growth. He expects the plan to go to the president by Christmas once the Senate's done with it. The St. Joseph City Commission is whole again. After a public session yesterday, the commission voted 4-0 to appoint Lynn Todman to a vacant seat on the body. Todman was one of eight applicants for the position, which was left vacant when former city commissioner Chris Hugel resigned in the fall because he moved to the township. St. Joe City Manager John Hodgson tells us the eight applicants were each answered 10 questions from the city commission in public at yesterday's session. The forum started at 5:30. It ended about 8:30. Todman works at Lakeland. She'll serve about 2 years in the St. Joe City Commission. The committee that will oversee the city of Benton Harbor's new income tax has been chosen. At a session last night, the Benton Harbor City Commission approved eight applicants for the body that will make recommendations for the use of the more than $2 million in funds the tax is expected to generate. City Commissioner Juanita Henry voted no on each applicant last night because the city's deadline to take applications for the committee was supposed to be December 27th.
If we set a policy, then we should follow through with it. If it's whatever it is we have to do, right is right.
Mayor Marcus Muhammad said it didn't matter if more applicants would have come in. He made his recommendations based on the earliest submission.
I'm not looking and picking based upon who I like, who agrees with me, who voted yes, who voted no. As they come, that's how I'm recommending.
The terms on the Income Tax Oversight Committee will be for 1 year. Among those appointed are Emma Kennard, Whirlpool's Jeff Knoll, and Cornerstone Alliance's Rob Cleveland. The ninth member on the committee will be the mayor. Meanwhile, City Manager Darwin Watson said he's received the forms needed for the tax, adding the city is setting up a 1-800 number for anyone who has questions about it. Michigan State Police say traffic fatalities on the state's roads were down for the most recent Operation CARE Lifesaver weekend. The enforcement period ran from Friday the 15th through Sunday, December 17th. State police tell us preliminary reports show three people lost their lives in three separate traffic crashes during the 2017 Operation CARE weekend. In comparison, seven people died in traffic crashes during last year's initiative. MSP Special First Lieutenant Jim Flegel tells us police continue to urge Michigan drivers to be responsible when behind the wheel. That means putting away the phone, never driving impaired, and buckling up. They've been out and about throughout Southwest Michigan since the day after Thanksgiving, and now time's running out for you to pay them a visit. The bell ringers for the Salvation Army of Benton Harbor can be found outside of retailers all over the region right now. Salvation Army Major David Womack.
We have a mixture of different people, including a lot of wonderful volunteers from the community, and they are a big help in raising a lot of the money that we need to not only help people at Christmas, but throughout the year as well.
Womack tells us the bell ringers raised thousands for the local program.
We're budgeting for the bell ringing alone at $60,000 for the year. We're a little bit behind. We're hoping that we can make that up.
Womack tells us the bell ringers will be out through this Saturday. Then they're done for the year. You can seek them out at various Walmarts, along with many Walgreens and some Harding's stores. Drop a couple of bucks or a couple hundred bucks into their kettles. State Senator John Prose is reminding everyone of one of their options for winter recreation this year. He tells us 25 ski areas around Michigan are offering lift tickets to some kids for free.
So for those families that are out there that want to get out on the slopes, every fourth and fifth grader has the opportunity to ski for free.
It's a program by the Michigan Snow Sports Industries Association. Pros tells us the cold is cool. Fourth and fifth grade ski and ride passports dedicated to improving the health of the children in the state by offering winter outdoor activities. If you're interested in hitting the slopes with your fourth or fifth grader for free, check out GoSkiMichigan.com. For many, a new year means it's time for a change. The Berrien County Health Department has a suggestion for one resolution that some could make. Spokesperson Jillian Conrad tells us the 19% of county residents who smoke can sign up for a freedom from smoking class. The next round of classes starts January 2nd.
It is a step-by-step program that really walks participants through from the first class to the last class, provides them with different tools, tips, practical support that they need in their lives, access to resources.
The sessions are held every Tuesday from 3 to 4:30, Conrad tells us. Being a part of the $10 course is a good way to find a support network of folks who understand what you're going through. Anyone interested in taking a freedom from smoking class should call the health department. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services reminding everyone there's time to get a flu shot as it wraps up another college flu challenge. Spokesperson Angela Minicucci tells us the challenge is a way for the state to increase flu vaccinations on college campuses.
The flu is something that we know impacts college students every single year. We do occasionally see fatalities with these healthy young adults.
The state health department holds campaigns on college campuses as the flu season approaches each year. Minicucci tells us Calvin College, Wayne State University, and University of Michigan are the winners of the 2017 Flu Vaccine Challenge for small, medium, and large-sized schools, respectively. Minicucci says you can get your shot by visiting your doctor. She says 75% of flu seasons will peak between December and February. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lions report.
Bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Tuesday, December 19th. U.S. stocks closed lower in pre-holiday period trading. The House passed tax reform and is awaiting Senate approval of the first major tax overhaul in 31 years. The dollar closed mixed. Treasuries were lower while gold and oil closed up. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power down 99 cents at $74.51. Express one up 3 cents at $77.71, and J.P. Morgan down 45 cents at $106.51. GE down 18 cents at $17.58, IBM down 8 cents at $153.25, and Microsoft down 55 cents at $85.83. Fifth Third up 15 cents at $30.62, Chemical Financial down 65 cents at $54.82. Stryker down 26 cents at $155.23, and Whirlpool up 75 cents at $166.11. For the session, the NASDAQ was down 30 points at 6,963, the S&P 500 down 8 points at 2,681, and the Dow was down 37 points at 24,754. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA, and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. The House of Representatives have passed the tax overhaul bill. ABC's Serena Marshall has more from the Capitol.
Republicans are one step closer to their promised tax reform, passing the $1.5 trillion rewrite of the tax code in the House of Representatives. Speaker Paul Ryan announcing the tally.
The yeas are 227 and the nays are 203. The conference report is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The final vote was along party lines, but included 12 Republicans who crossed over to vote against the bill with Democrats. Next up, the Senate. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
The White House celebrating that tax vote in the House today while waiting for the Senate to seal the deal. Possibly tonight. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says the president's record low approval ratings and equally low numbers of Americans who accept the Republican tax plan will change quickly.
Particularly as more and more people start to feel the impact of the booming economy, the tax cuts that'll take place.
The Senate must still approve the bill and can afford to only lose two Republican votes in order to pass. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A relative says a rail advocate's one of the three people killed in the deadly Amtrak derailment in Washington State yesterday. Rachel Topper said yesterday that she had been notified of the death of her uncle, Jim Hamray, in Monday's crash. Lloyd Flem of rail advocacy group All Aboard Washington says Hamray retired a few years ago as a civil engineer at the Washington Transportation Department. Bad weather is making the task of clearing the wreckage from yesterday's deadly Amtrak derailment even more difficult. ABC's Alex Stone has more at DuPont, Washington.
Removing the train cars is proving to be a challenge. Cranes are working in high winds and cold rain, and then transporting the mangled cars and the locomotive out of the area is a work in progress. says Washington State Patrol Captain Dan Hall.
Just to give you an idea of that locomotive, it weighs over 270,000 pounds.
The parts of the train are going to a secure location at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, where NTSB investigators can examine them. Alex Stone, ABC News, DuPont, Washington.
A Massachusetts man convicted of conspiring to behead a conservative blogger on behalf of ISIS has been sentenced to 28 years in prison. David Wright was convicted in October of plotting with his uncle and a Rhode Island man to kill a New York resident, Pamela Geller, who upset Muslims when she organized a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in Garland, Texas. The 28-year-old Wright insisted he never really supported ISIS and on Tuesday sought for a 16-year sentence. The White House publicly blaming North Korea for last May's WannaCry cyber attack that infected hundreds of thousands of computers around the globe. Here's ABC's Lana Zak.
Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert says without a doubt it was the North Koreans who were behind the massive cyber attack called WannaCry.
After careful investigation, the United States is publicly attributing the massive WannaCry cyber attack to North Korea. We do not make this allegation lightly. We do so with evidence, and we do so with partners.
Those partners, he says, include the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and Japan. In all, 150 countries were affected by the attack last May. Lana Zak, ABC News, Washington.
It's a busy week for your mail delivery person. The U.S. Postal Service says it's handling 3 billion pieces of mail this week alone.
Post offices across the country are accepting, sorting, and delivering about 200 million packages this week. Sean Hargadon is a spokesman with the U.S. Postal Service. He says over the full holiday season,
we're anticipating about 850 million packages to be delivered. Now that's up from 10% last year, and it's up another double digit from the year before.
He says Tuesday marks the deadline to get letters and packages into the post office to have delivered in time for Christmas Day. By Wednesday, you'll need to ship via priority mail. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
Around the country, citizens who have worked to pass ballot initiatives are finding themselves frustrated by lawmakers who delay, water down, or brush off what they've passed. In South Dakota, citizens are trying again to pass a government ethics measure and make it impossible for lawmakers to defy their will. And a big movie anniversary today. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
I'm the king of the world!
20 years ago today, Leonardo DiCaprio proclaimed he was king of the world and then died when Rose wouldn't let him on that door. Titanic was released December 19th, 1997. Its heart would go on to win 11 Oscars, including Best Picture, and at a cost of $200 million at the time, it was the most expensive movie ever made. And it became the first movie to sell $1 billion in tickets. It was the highest grossing movie ever until another James Cameron film, Avatar, knocked it from the top spot.
Never let go.
It remains in second, having earned over $2.1 billion.
I will never let go, Jack.
Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast.